Hello.
Hi, this is Kyle Tammy Kirsker. How are you? This is Aaron. Hi, how are you?
You're in the hospital.
You're in the hospital? Okay, I was just calling to follow up with you on your request for home care services for the waiver program.
You gotta follow me. Even comes to you. Here, anything. Hello?
Hi, this is Kyle with Family First Care.
The home care?
Family First Home Care Services. If you guys, the room someone spoke to Stella.
Is these the ones from Philly, or is this about the home care service trying to get it set up?
No, this is from Pennsylvania. We're from Pennsylvania. We're used to call us in regards to the home care services.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's my son, and I'm the mom. Yeah, I'm the mom. And
okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. So he's still
in the hospital, though.
He's still in the hospital. Okay, we can always, listen, if it's not a good time for you to talk, I can call you back. But we can always start with the application process.
Oh, okay. Once he's
in the hospital, if that's something that.
Yes.
Okay, so just confirm with me his date of birth before we move forward.
Okay, 3/15/91.
Amazing. Now, did he ever get home care services before?
No.
Amazing. So this is his first time. So just to confirm before we move forward that he will be financially approved, because, you know, we don't want to go through the whole process if he's not even going to be financially approved. So just to make sure financially he's going to be approved, let's confirm how much he makes a month. Does he make more than $2,900 a month?
No. He makes less.
Amazing. So financially, he should be approved. I'm assuming he does not own a car or have a home.
No. No. Amazing. We rent.
Amazing. Okay.
It's just me and him that live there.
Okay. Perfect. So now let's just go forward with the steps. The process to get approved for the waiver program, it can take about 30 to 90 days, depending on how fast we are, you are, and how on top of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
First things first is you're going to have to make an appointment with the broker.
I'm assuming it's the same people that's calling me, because yesterday I talked to somebody, and they said they scheduled us appointment for Monday. Somebody's coming.
Coming down to your home?
Yes, to my house.
Amazing.
On Monday, February 2nd.
What time?
Yes. Between the hours of 11 and 1.
Okay, that sounds like them. They do 2-hour time frames.
Yeah.
Did they tell you, like,
ask us all the questions about the doctors and all that?
Yes, amazing.
Yes,
so that's
and they told me that I had to call his direct express to get 3 months' worth of
Let me tell you. Hold on. This is the first step, okay? They're going to come down to him on Monday. They're going to have an assessment. Now, you're going to text me when that assessment is finished, and I'm going to tell you what the next step is, okay?
Okay.
Now,
listen.
Can you just let me talk for 2 minutes, then you'll talk. I just want to explain
okay?
When they come down to you, they're going to come down with a form that needs to be given to his doctor. Now, I know that it can get very annoying to have to go down to a doctor and get this form out. I can set you up for a telehealth where one of our doctors will call you and do that form with you over the phone. Do you want me to do that for you?
Yes, you can
Amazing.
Do it for me.
So I'm going to schedule that for you. It's going to come from a New York area code, so please, like, keep your eyes open for that, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to schedule that for you now. I'm going to have them reach out to this number.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
have my number on file, too? Because I gave them my number, and this is his number that y'all called.
Yes. 610-400?
Yeah, that's mine.
Okay,
the mother.
Give me one moment. Stay on the phone with me. I'm going to... Okay. Right now, I am scheduling you for the telehealth where they're going to call you. Now, you told me now that you have an appointment for Monday.
I'm assuming it's from the tower health, because I called some agency And they just said that they're coming Monday, but I don't know if it's from this one.
You called the agency or you called the broker?
I called the agency.
You called the broker? What number did you call?
No. I called some, it was Public Partnerships or something it's called.
Okay.
They is the ones that's coming. I don't know because I didn't know that they were doing this.
Okay, so this is Family First Care, okay? We're going to be helping
so
you
what,
now.
What I'm saying is, this thing that you're signing him up for, is this for me being a home care provider?
Yes, you got it.
Yes. Well, that's what they were saying, but I think I can go with yours.
Okay, fine. So I scheduled you for the telehealth already. They should reach out to you. They should reach out to you by probably today at some point to schedule
today.
When he's going to call you.
Okay.
It's going to be from a New York area code, so keep your phone on you. And I'm going to, okay, as soon as the assessment's done, text me, and I'm going to text you, I'm going to speak to you in regards to the next assessment that you're going to have to schedule, okay?
Okay.
Amazing. Okay? Sounds great. So we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Amazing.
Bye-bye.
Bye.